Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, I want to ask you guys this question. Is there anything the NBA could do to get you interested in this upcoming season? I think there are a lot of really exciting storylines. I enjoy the NBA. Rob, you also enjoy the NBA. Kansas City is an excellent sports town. There is a sports league that starts today that has 11 former KU players in it, and some of them are very good. Is there anything the NBA could do to get you interested in this upcoming season? We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. If you missed it earlier today, we were talking about the attack on Pro Football Focus. If you missed it, Geno Smith had a higher rating than Patrick Mahomes. Here's Nick Wright.
Pro Football Focus's quarterback rating system said on Sunday, Geno Smith played a better game than Patrick Mahomes.
Needs to be tweaked.
They published that. They put that out to the world. They said from a passing perspective, on Sunday, Geno was the 12th best quarterback in the league with a 67 grade. And Patrick Mahomes was the 16th best on Sunday with a 62 grade.
Okay. I mean, if that's the conclusion that you came to, then something is wrong. Patrick Mahomes is likely going to win AFC Offensive Player of the Week again. He completed 75% of his passes, threw for 286 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions, and they basically punted on the second half of the game. So I don't know why Mahomes was the 16th ranked quarterback. I also don't know why he was ranked behind Geno Smith, but that was one of the things we talked about in the 2 o'clock hour. So you guys know Nick Wright, very big national voice. Every Tuesday, we like to kind of go around the National Football League and hear what people are saying about the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is Colin Cowherd.
I don't feel bad for the Chargers or Baltimore or Joe Burrow and the Bengals, although he's hurt this year. You know, all these teams had a chance. Kansas City was 3-3. They didn't have Rice. They didn't have Worthy. This was your time to make up ground on them. But right now, Kansas City's not only back, I think they're better than ever. They have drafted so well. This is the deepest, twitchiest, most unique wide receiving core, the best play designer, the best distributor. I watched yesterday, and I mean, it was like Mahomes was in a baseball cap in the fourth quarter. It's like they pulled their starting pitcher after a great two-hitter, and he had a 6-run lead in the 7th inning, and he sat in the bench, the dugout, and watched. But I don't see a hole. I said this a month ago when they clobbered the Ravens. Everybody said, oh, the Ravens are beat up. That's not what I watched. Right now, they just keep adding elements. And I saw it with the Rams in Jacksonville. The smart teams in this league, they miss on draft picks. They make mistakes. They get players hurt. They have 2-3 game slumps. but they course correct. They identify mistakes quickly.
I think that's one of the biggest talking points from this week regarding the Chiefs. Now, I think the Broncos took advantage of it. The Chiefs were down, and the Broncos, they went 5-2 during that stretch. Now, they've had a couple of losses. I don't think the expectation right now in this league is that the Broncos should be 7-0. They've won a couple of games they probably should have lost. They lost a couple of games that they should have won. Things have evened out. I think the Broncos are going to be a playoff team. The team that should really be kicking themselves is the Chargers. The Chargers started off the year 3-0. They have the Giants then coming up. Every game that the Chargers have lost so far this season, I've seen them lose that game a million times. And there was a fork in the road about what kind of team the Chargers wanted to be. Were the Chargers going to be the Lions? Were they going to be the Buccaneers? Were they going to be Kansas City, Philadelphia? That was off to the left. Usually, their season goes off to the right, where they're just one of the rest of the teams in the league. The Chargers might win 9 games this year. Maybe they win 10 games this year. They'll probably be a wild card team. They'll go on the road in round 1 of the playoffs, and they'll lose in the wild card round. Like, we've just seen this happen so much. I don't think you can be critical of the Broncos in this way, at least the way that Colin Cowherd was describing it. You certainly can when it came to the Chargers. You've already beaten Kansas City, so you already had a one-up on them. And then for you to now right now be sitting here and you got the same record as the Chiefs, you got to be embarrassed about the way this has started off. You started off 3-0. The Chiefs started off 0-2. They've been looking under 500 a couple of times. That was your chance to really create the distance. You didn't create the distance. You're dead. You're done in the AFC West. The Broncos still very viable. The Chargers, they are not viable. It's tied now from this point. I don't care about the tiebreaker. They're going to play each other again, so the tiebreaker doesn't matter at this point. Who do you trust to win more games from now until the end of the season, the Chiefs or the Chargers? That is a no-brainer question if you were asking me. It is much more likely Kansas City wins more games than the Chargers do. So that was Colin Cowherd. Here's Chris Broussard of First Things First, a colleague of Nick Wright. He says no one's challenging the Chiefs.
No one right now looks like they can challenge the Chiefs in the AFC. Yeah. And so that's why it's bittersweet. And here's the thing, Nick. It's early. Obviously, it's only week, 7? You could even say, in this sense, they're beyond back. Because right now, in total offense, they are top 5. In total defense, they are top 5. What we've typically seen
is one or the other.
Yeah, early on in Mahomes, you know, career, it was the offense was great, the defense is okay, solid. Then it became the defense is great, the offense is solid, that's okay, situational. Now they look great on both sides of the ball.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
That was Chris Broussard of Fox Sports 1 talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's a very, very good point. The Chiefs right now look to be a team who have a chance of being elite on both sides of the ball. Only one team in the league has scored more points than they have. It's the Colts. Defensively, list the team that you think is better defensively than Kansas City. It's not a lot of teams that you would put on this list. Usually has kind of been one or the other. I would say the last couple of years, Chiefs have been a top five defense in the league. They've been kind of middle of the pack or slightly below average when it comes to the offensive side. When the Chiefs had the most dynamic offense in the league, their defense was fine. We're talking about a team right now that if they continue to stay healthy, continue to grow and progress the way that everyone expects, we're talking about a team that could have possibly the best offense in the league and a top five considered defense. That's why I said this a couple of weeks ago. I know the Chiefs are going to have a worse record than they did last year. This team is much more complete, and they have a much heavier punch than they had last year. Last year's team couldn't really knock anybody out. That's why they played 11 one-score games. That's why the end of games were so weird and kooky. I don't think this team's going to have a lot of those games. Sure, they're going to lose again. Someone's going to beat this team again. But you've just seen, I mean, they're blowing teams out. When they get that drive, when they get you down and you got a chance to go down 14, 21 points, they are able to put you away with their offense. That hasn't really been a thing for Kansas City the last couple of years. I want to play one more cut for you guys, and then we'll ask the question about the NBA. Here is Emmanuel Acho talking about the Chiefs and their offense.
The Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, not just because of how they're playing the last 2 weeks, but they're the best team in the AFC because we believe in the Chiefs. We know Patrick Mahomes is going to show up. We know Andy Reid's going to show up. We know they're going to have tricks up their sleeve. Not only can they beat you fundamentally, they can outsmart you as well. Then Rashee Rice comes back. He instantly gets 6-7 catches. Travis Kelce seems like he's getting back in the gear and getting back into shape. Xavier Worthy, he'll make a splash play here, a splash play there. And more than anything, the running game is consistently starting to grow so Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to do everything. If the Chiefs can continue to build on this offensively, who in the hell in the AFC looks intimidating? I do see them reigning as king again.
Yeah, I feel like as we are starting to sort the AFC out a little bit, it kind of feels like more of the same. The Chiefs are sitting at the top of the conference. The Bills right now, I still think they're the second best team in the AFC. You've got a group of other teams that were still trying to figure out Denver, Indianapolis. You got those group of teams. But it feels like, man, the more things change supposedly in the AFC, the more it is just a repeat of what we've seen before. And if you're going to knock Kansas City off or you're going to win this division, it's just going to take a very, very complete effort. Whether it's from the Colts in the playoffs, whether it's from the Broncos in the division, Buffalo, whomever it's going to be, like, you're going to have to play really, really well and be very well-rounded in order to knock Kansas City out of the postseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.